Roscoe, what are you doing in here? It is 6:30 in the morning. How did you get in here?
Never mind how I got in here. I want to watch cartoons.
You have a TV. Why don't you watch it at your own house?
You don't know what I have. I felt like watching it here.
Boy, get your shoes off my couch. Does your mother know you're here?
No. Does your mother know Martin spends the night?
Out! I want you out of my house!
People in hell want ice water, but you can't always get what you want.
Get your shoes off my couch, wipe that nasty little nose, and get out my house!
No. No. I'll punch you. I bet I'll kick you. I'll stab you with my crayon.
I am the adult. You are the child. You don't talk to me like this. You get your shoes off my couch!
That would be racist laundry. Damn.
Yo, are these your BADs?
Martin, what are BADs?
Big ass drawers.
So not mine, I'll just throw those away. Gimme.
What? No, I ain't got to buy that car cover. These are very big though. How long does it take to get these off? About a year? Oh, Miss Porter.
I don't know what I'm gonna do. I guess I have to go live with the homeless. My apartment's been hit.
Hit?
I've been robbed. They took everything except the corns off my toes.
Man, what, they didn't have a big enough truck?
Martin. Oh, Mrs. Porter, it's awful. Is there anything we could do?
There's nothing you can do. There's nothing anybody can do. I'm the fourth person that's been hit in the past 2 weeks.
Ah, damn.
Well, what did the police say?
Move.
You know what? We should start one of those neighborhood watch groups.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Whoa, babe. Neighborhood watch is just an excuse for a bunch of old hags to get together and spy on people.
Now you're talking, sucker. I have everybody here tomorrow night.
Whoa, you mean here? Why not at your apartment?
I don't want them old broken down broads stinking up my apartment with that mini-me.
I think it's a good idea. I'd feel safe in knowing there are people looking out for us.
What you mean, like Miss Porter? Well, that may be good. I mean, she did run Mr. Porter off. I'm just playing.
Mrs. Porter, we'll just see you tomorrow night, okay?
Tomorrow night, 6:30.
Okay.
And I'll handle everything. Mm-hmm. And I'll bring that a new cop that's been walking the beat. And don't you cook none I can't chew, sucker.
Hey,
ain't these my drawers? I was wondering where I left them.
Okay, just once. I was drunk. You didn't want me.
Martin?
Yo, what's up?
I'm your engineer for the day. I gave Sean the morning off.
Oh, man, that was nice of you. How come?
He got nicked by a stray bullet down at the convenience store.
Oh, man, is he all right?
Oh, yeah, he should be in here by 2, or whenever they stop the bleeding.
This world is messed up, man. First last week, 4 people in my building get robbed. Now this.
Look, Martin, if it was my country, hey, there wouldn't be no crime. Because I would do it the way they did it in ancient Mesopotamia. Back there, when you lied, they cut off your tongue. Or if you stole something, hey, they chopped off your hand. Or if you smell bad, they cut off your nose.
understand. That doesn't make any sense, man.
Hey, Martin, I didn't write that Constitution. But I tell you one thing. They didn't have any crime. And their women didn't shave under their arms. Oh, Martin, I'm going to tell you, man, you haven't lived until you have had a hairy-armed, crime-free woman. Hello. Where are you, Sean? Okay, all right. Sean, now look here. After it's sewn up, I want you to catch the first bus right back here, okay? What? Health insurance. Yeah, sure, Sean. I'll put you in touch with the health insurance department. Hold on. They're going to talk to you right now, okay? If he calls back, pretend I'm not here.
Stan, that's cold, man.
You think that's cold? I'm going to dock him for the 3 hours he missed.
Yo, baby, baby, baby.
Huh?
Can we get this started and get it over with, please?
Sure, honey. Mm. Everyone? Can we have a seat, please? Thank you. You all know why we are here, so let's thank Mrs. Porter for setting this up. Please. Great. So let me introduce to you the man who's going to organize our neighborhood watch.
Who, babe?
Officer Warren.
Oh,
Officer Warren.
Sorry. I'm Officer Warren. I'm here to talk about neighborhood watch.
Maybe you need to watch your head, partner. Who are you?
Crime is a problem in our neighborhood. And why? Because every 6 seconds, a man on the street is robbed. Every 60 seconds, a man on the street is beaten to a bloody pulp.
Well, it sounds like to me the man ought to keep his ass in the house.
No. What the man should do is join Neighborhood Watch. Because by joining with others, you're like a flock of pigeons, united in a common defense against the enemy.
Well, that makes them easier to shoot, don't it?
You're a funny one, aren't you?
You know, I'm right.
Okay, mister, come up here. Pretend you're a punk and you're coming towards me.
I don't want to, man.
Well, go ahead, Morton. Do it.
Bam. Okay, I'm here. Now, what's up? What I do now, huh?
Nothing. That's what, because you are in a neighborhood watch community, and that means that Mrs. Porter is watching you with a set of binoculars right now. And she's probably calling the police.
Not between 3 and 3:30, I'm not. I'll be watching the reruns of Sanford and Son.
Yeah, me too. There you go, Miss Porter. You go, girl. Now, look here. No disrespect, partner. This neighborhood watch man ain't getting it. It ain't happening.
Okay, young man, you seem to have all the answers. Why don't you just stand right here and demonstrate crime prevention yourself?
Hey, okay, fine, I will. All right, what these people need to know, man, is how to prepare and act tough, okay? Because see, if these punks know they can take care of themselves, they ain't gonna mess with you, all right? Now, everybody stand up. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Stand up. Now, Ms. Porter, come on over here, because you got that little face that just look tough.
Yeah, show you.
Okay,
that.
There you go. Now, and give me some tough. Now, everybody look tough. Tough. Bam. Okay? Now, tough. A little tougher, though, because you know how. Yeah. Okay. Now, grab your crotch. Bam. Well, it's yours. You know, grab it. Okay. Okay, now, stroll with it. Stroll with it. Everybody, stroll with it. Bam. Boom. See, now, at this point, people are moving out your way because they see your stroke. Okay? To see how you got yours? See, you handling yours. All right. Now, spit with that. Not on my couch, Miss Porter. Okay, walk with it. Bam. At this point, punks are moving out your way right now. See, they moving out your way because they fear what you got around you. Now, stop. Bam. Now, let it marinate. Now, don't you feel tough?
Yeah!
Don't you feel strong?
Yeah!
Don't you feel like going home?
Sure!
Yeah. Then get the hell out of my apartment and take that. Now, that's how you scare people.
You're a statistic waiting to happen, mister.
Uh-huh.
Here's my card. I hope you never need it.
Well, I'm sorry things worked out the way they did, officer.
Don't be sorry. Be safe.
Baby, baby, baby. I am so glad, man, we had this meeting, babe. I set those people straight, didn't I?
Martin, do you honestly think that telling those people to walk around grabbing themselves is going to save them from crime?
Most definitely, baby. I gave those people something no neighborhood watch could give them. I gave them confidence, Gina. Let it marinate.
I'm glad we walked Mrs. Porter home. She was really shaken up.
Man.
Whoever hit her apartment left her with nothing.
I mean, just our luck, the only thing that they didn't take was a high school yearbook. Did you see what Jesus wrote in her yearbook? What? I just plant, babe. Me and Jesus know. He joked too, babe.
Uh-huh.
No, but I'm serious. You know what, babe? Miss Porter gonna be all right. Because she's a strong old lady. Mm-hmm. It's just sad that robbers always go for the old and the weak.
That
it's
is so true.
It's sad.
Martin, Officer Warren will be here any minute. You need to finish that list of what was stolen.
Yeah, you're right, babe. All right. Now, where did I leave off?
Big screen TV. Yeah. Big screen TV? Martin, you didn't have a big screen TV.
Not yet, Gina.
A gold Rolex, Martin? You didn't have a gold Rolex either.
Yes, I did. I had eight of them, babe.
Eight?
It was in the pocket of my mink coat. Did I forget to write that down?
Martin, you're online. You need receipts for all that stuff.
I had receipts, babe. They were in the safe, but they took that too along with the diamond ring I was gonna give you as a gift.
Diamond ring?
Diamond ring clustered 3-carat. Ding!
Oh, yeah, now I remember. You need to put that on that list, too.
All right, you want two up?
Give me that. I was just joking.
Hey, I was just playing too. Let me cross out this Mercedes.
It's been 2 hours. Where is that cop?
You ain't so bad now that your boys ain't here, huh?
What boys? What are you talking about?
I saw your video. You was real good, though. You was real good. So why don't you hit me, huh?
Well, now, why would I want to do that?
All right, because Shanae gonna get paid. That's why. All right, so hit
well,
me.
Well, I am not gonna hit you.
Stop it. Why you hitting me? Stop. All right. No justice! No peace!
Stop that! I am not hitting her.
No justice! No peace!
No hands!
Shanae, leave that man alone and go back in your apartment.
No, Jada. I know what you're trying to do. You think you slick, all right? You think just because you're a witness, you're going to get a piece of the pie. But no. Shanae ain't giving up one red dime, all right?
Yeah, please. Well, what a surprise. If it isn't Mr. Grab Your Crotch, Hawk, and Spit.
Whatever, man. As you can see, they stole everything.
I would have thought that gangster stroll of yours would have scared him off. Oh, wow. Look at me. I'm scared. Oh, I'm so scared.
Whatever, all right? Look, man, they stole all my stuff. They took my TV.
Why don't you just stroll right on down to your neighborhood department store and buy yourself another one?
You know what? You're gonna chill with all that stroll stuff, right?
So what are you saying? We're not gonna get anything back?
Forget it. It's with Elvis. Wish I could help you, but the best way to get your TV back is never to have it stolen in the first place.
What kind of stupid advice is that?
It's better than what I told the lady downstairs. I actually told her to move.
Aren't you even gonna file a report?
Sure, I'll file one. You got a list of the missing items?
Yeah, I got a list. You better believe I got a list. But I got to put some more things on it, too.
All right, then send it along. And maybe next time you'll take me a little more seriously. Damn Japanese architects.
What are we going to do now, Martin?
What are we going to do? Well, I'll tell you what. This is our building, and me and my partner's going to take it back, babe.
Martin. What are you thinking?
I ain't thinking anymore, Gina.
I'm gonna handle it my way.
Marge's got another stupid plan.
We're helping him catch the thief who robbed him.
And how do you plan to do that?
You set him up. See, he put a big screen TV box downstairs in front of the building, so the thief would think he bought some new stuff.
And all week long, he's been lying on his radio show about some concert he's supposed to be going to tonight between 8 and 10. That way we know when the robber's coming.
And what if the robber doesn't listen to Martin's radio show?
You told Cole's cackling mama the same story?
Yeah, you know mom. It's all over town by now.
He'll be here.
Hey, hey. What are you doing, man? Snuck right up on you, Cole. How come you wasn't at your post on the roof?
Because it's slanted and I keep falling off.
I thought I told you to wait by the dumpster.
Man, that trash stinks.
So does this excuse, Tommy. Now, both of you, get down and give me 10.
Not.
Gina, what are you doing here? This is no place for a woman, all right?
All right.
Wait, whoa, whoa. We might need a nurse. Go boil some water. Now, go get up. Everyone, pay attention. This is serious. All right, now, he'll be here any minute. Now, let's review what I taught you about self-defense. Gina, if I got this, pay attention.
Martin, I know how to take care of myself. I took a self-defense course at the Y.
At the Y, Gina? At the Y. Why ask why? At the Y. Well, that's fine, Gina, if you're being attacked by the village people, okay? Now, this is serious. Now, pay attention, because I can't be there all the time. You hear me? Don't you move! Tommy?
What?
Watch out, Cole. Hold. Now. Gina, Cole! Didn't I tell you? Pay attention. You know you better pay attention. All right. Now look, listen, and learn why I am the master at this.
Hey, how you doing?
So, yeah, you like stealing from people, huh? That's for my VCR. That's for my TV. That's for my quarter. You heard her feelings.
James Brown going to jail.
Did your mother ever tell you, boy, just steal your life?
There you go. All right.
It's okay, you all right?
I'm sorry. I never thought that was a real robber.
Come on, relax, okay? It's all right. Let me down, Tommy. Let me get the phone. Gina, the phone. Grab me the phone. Hello? Yeah, Miss Porter? Are you sure? She said someone is on this floor with a ski mask, a man, okay? Now look. Okay, now Miss Porter, lock your door and call the cops. I'll handle it. So I'm crazy, huh? I'm a fool? Well, if I'm so stupid, how come I'm about to be robbed? Now take your positions.
Somebody's turning the door.
Coming in. Who's talking? Be quiet.
Be quiet. You're talking.
No, all right, you ain't talking.
It's Officer Warren.
Tommy, brace.
All right, you got me. I'm a criminal. But I had no choice. It all started when I was a kid. I had no toys, so I stole some. I had no pets, so I stole one. I had no wife, so I stole my brother's.
You know what, man? You are sick. You have a problem.
All right, freeze! Hey, freeze!
Hey, man, why I gotta be all the time about the brothers, huh? Come on. This is my place, man. Why don't you look around, huh? It's not me, man. I live here.
We got a call from Mrs. Porter. Is everybody all right?
We've caught the robber who's been robbing our apartment.
You know what? This is sad, man. I can't believe I got robbed by a crooked cop.
This guy's not a cop. He's a scam artist.
Didn't you ask for any identification?
Yeah. Yes, I asked for identification, officer. It says it right there, Officer William Warren.
It's in pencil.
Hey, you. Let's go.
Come on.
Don't worry, Mr. Payne. We got all your belongings down at the precinct.
And I want it back. Let's go.
Come on.
Get him out.
All right, I'm going. But I want to make one last confession before I leave. Your girlfriend felt me up in the dark.